Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes ranging from the use of drugs or alcohol, suicide, and forced marriages, to violence, body horror, gore, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, or nations of people. Please see the show notes for episode details. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey. Our good friend, Mr. Not Appearing in This Episode, Kuni Guru, is played by Buell Richardson.
Damn, I got a new name.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
Note I did not say only to him.
And Yogo Sojibo is played by Brent Thorson.
That was a very stressful role. I just wanted an opportunity, and I just kept getting explosive successes. Like, I don't want this.
Now, on with our show. Kitsuki Akira and Yogo Sojibo are sitting down for some tea and sake, and resting out in one of the gardens.
Why not both? Both are good.
Yeah, both. Both is good.
Some tea with a sake chaser.
I heard something called an Irish coffee.
Ah, the Matsu Berserker. Gotcha. So you're enjoying your mixed drink, and you hear a bit of a commotion at the front doors of the main mansion here, or at the main gate of the castle. A group of about four crane are standing there. There's some wearing the Daidoji style mon, and one wearing the Doji mon.
Do I recognize the Doji mon, or the Doji of the with the Doji mon?
It is not Doji Yuri. It's somebody new to you guys.
All right, well, I guess they'll get introduced soon.
Mm-hmm.
You can see suddenly Koshe Rin run up to them, and he's trying to placate them, but they are seeming quite irritable.
I'm sure Yuri would handle it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, yeah. Keeping half an eye on the group, but continuing to enjoy our Sojibo tea.
Yeah. He takes...
Scorpion tea. Scorpion tea, there we go.
It's actually a very spicy blend, too.
Hmm. Hides the alcohol bite.
Yeah. He takes them into the castle, and a while later, an attendant comes over to you guys.
Emerald Magistrate Samus, Koshe Rin is requesting your attendance at a bit of a discussion.
Very well. Is this a samurai attendant or a...
It is a peasant.
Okay. Just checking, because sometimes, like... So I will nod to the peasant and get up. Take the last bit of my Sojibo tea. stumble a bit and then head towards the audience chamber.
Stand up and follow, yeah.
The room you've been taken to is kind of off quite a ways out of the normal goings-on of the castle. In there you see the doji and three daidoji talking to Rin. And you pick up words like imposter and are unsure of what's going on. Behind you, you hear a as Doji Yuri is also standing there with an attendant.
Doji-san?
Yogo-kun? Might I pass through, please? I've been requested here to meet with my brothers from the clan.
And I will absolutely let him through, because I really have no idea what I can do right now. It's like, this is seems like there's a Crane clan. He'll handle it.
Yes.
As he goes in, Koshe Rin kind of turns and faces you. Yogo-san, Kitsuki-san, thank you for coming. Even though this is a bit of a internal matter for the Crane, it is taking place here in our Dragonfly lands. And I would like a third party just to assist. Apparently, one of Doji Yuri's attendants wasn't who he said they were.
Give a sidelong glance to Yogo, and real quick, so, of course, we will assist how we can.
Very well.
And who is it that you say is of my attendants isn't who they are? Yuri is asking. One of the Daidoji step forward. Your guard, Niku. Couldn't you recognize that that was not my brother? He had no idea whom I was as I passed him in the marketplace. He was an imposter. The attendant that from the Tanbo house that was sent to bring him here for questioning was just found dead in the market. And the supposed Daidoji Niku has been nowhere to be found since.
Okay, my ninjo is activated now. Really?
Doji Yuri, are there any others that aren't who they say they are in your party? You came with four other people aside from yourself. Niku is only one of them.
So he has an attendant. It's one of his attendants?
Yes. Doji Yuri came as a total party of five. And one of them was Daidoji Niku, and
or not Doji Niku,
or not Daidoji Niku,
or this isn't his brother, or something is going on.
So, yeah, something is most definitely rotten in the state of Tanbo.
Because I would like to roll a skullduggery on the brother. And it's going to be an error because I want to analyze him for any... Actually, I am not sure I would know about the Daidoji Harrier?
You would not know.
I would not know.
No.
Okay.
No. You've heard rumors and such, but you wouldn't be able to know anything beyond rumors.
Because right now I see them all in ninja gear. It's like in my head. But I'm also a big fan of ninjas and stuff.
Ninjas don't exist.
No, they don't.
Yeah, you don't know for certain the Harriers.
I want to, like, what would be the check to see, like, is this guy telling the truth? Or did some...
He seems very passionate. I'm not even going to make you roll for it. Unless you really, really, really want to roll.
No.
He's very passionate. It would be hard to fake this.
Hard to fake this, not impossible.
Not impossible, no. But it would be very, very difficult for him to fake how passionate he is about this.
Doji-san, with your permission, I would like to investigate these rumors. Find out what is going on.
Fine, but if you would mind just reporting directly your information to me.
And at this point, the lights turn out. You hear a gunshot. No, I don't know.
I will report my findings to you. Yes. Note, I did not say only to him.
You can't lie if you don't tell him.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, one of the advantages of being a courier.
So, how do you want to go about this investigation?
First off, I'm going to question the Daidoji that is claiming the imposter. Take him off to one side and say, "No, please, I'm trying to be very thorough. Please tell me everything that." Please start from the beginning. I'm going in fire stance, and I'm going to do a sentiment.
All right. TN2. Well, you failed, but very opportunistically.
Yes. So, truth burns through lies. I'm going to listen to his statement and get the points that his story hinges on so that I know where to focus my investigation.
I saw my brother, or the person claiming to be my brother, Daidoji Niku. He wore his clothes, but it was not him. So I sent a messenger to bring him here so I could question him. And now that messenger's dead and the imposter is missing. I just went over this in the other room. Were you not listening to me?
It indulge me. It is a Kitsuki method. I am very thorough in my investigation, I assure you. I have to get statements from everyone.
I am a samurai. Go on my word. He killed the messenger. He probably killed my brother. And we can't even find him. And who knows what other imposters there are in this castle. Are you really a Kitsuki?
Would I be this infuriating if I was not?
He's not wrong. All right. I will go up to Doji-san. Not Doji Yuri, but the other Doji. Did he? His brother have any distinguishing marks on the body?
No. Pardon me. I am Doji Fuma. And who are you?
Yogo Sojabo of the Emerald Magistrates.
No. Daidoji Niku. You could have lost him in a crowd.
How convenient. Do you know any of the party that may have had any? Now, could you remind me what the mark looked like that was on one of the bodies?
On the scalped body, there was a birthmark on the collarbone.
Okay.
Was that male or female?
The entire party was male.
Okay.
Did anyone of Doji Yuri's party have a birthmark over the clavicle?
Well, Doji Yuri was known for that.
Very well.
And there was a total of 5 bodies?
Yes, there was a total of 5 bodies, and I will tell you that because you have precise memory.
Yeah. Apparently, I don't even need to be told that because I remembered that. Okay. I just remember one of them had a distinguishing mark.
Mm-hmm. And it's been long enough since we had that your character wouldn't have forgotten, because that was only about 3 days ago.
So I'm going to, because, sorry, Buell, spoiler alert, Scorpion have secret body language, apparently. I just kind of want to go,
yeah.
With a what do you need me to do kind of body language.
I'm going to have you roll a skullduggery.
So glad I have 2 ranks in that. I use it so much.
Void.
Ooh, void. And do I get a TN out of that?
I'm not going to give you a TN, so you can get a void point.
There we go. One success and one opportunity and a strife.
I'm assuming you're looking at Doji Yuri at this point?
Looking but not looking.
Yes. You see him just kind of raise the fan up over his face. To you, that means just wait.
Very well. I will say to Doji Fuma, or that was Fuma?
Doji Fuma is the one in the second party.
Yes. Very well, Doji Fuma. San.
Oh, it appears as though Daidoji Katsu has finished with your friend.
And it looks like he just dealt with a Katsuki. I do pity him.
Hopefully Mao and Sen will fare better.
Okay. Take Mao in.
This one's fairly short, kind of ratty-faced. Not very appealing for a crane, especially.
Go ahead, Kitsuki. Do your talking in circles like you like to do.
May talk in circles, but eventually get to the truth. So, please, start from the beginning. Tell me your story. Ugh. Not having any success, but still. Truth burns through lies.
Well, we were walking through the market as a group, and, you know, I saw some crab talking to a vegetable farmer. And then I looked back over and Katsu was seeming irritable. Sen asked him what was going on, and he said that wasn't Niku. So we hurried back here and sent out an attendant. We waited a while, and then we sent out another attendant. That attendant came back, and then... Oh, yeah, they said the attendant died. I don't care, whatever. It's just a peasant. But we don't know where Niku is now.
I see. Thank you very much.
Dojifuma-san, what happens to bring you so far from Cranelands?
We had been told by our lord that we needed to make some negotiations with the dragonfly, as they had a surplus in rice, and the recent tsunami that had hit us made it very difficult to feed everyone.
Yes, and I pray to the kami that the crane do recover from this more quickly than they have. And I don't know, do I need to make a skullduggery check for that?
Yes, I'm going to have you do a skullduggery roll on that one.
I know, I just kind of want to do it. What ring? Air.
Yeah.
Air.
That's an air roll.
TN.
I'm going to say TN2.
All right. Well, they're already in there. So you want to know what I got? Oh, thank you, Buell. 1, 2, 3, 4 explosions.
Oh, my God.
Success. An opportunity. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 strife.
So what's the end result?
That is a whopping... No, that's the end result.
Oh, God.
I dumped the other ones already because I needed to roll more dice. See, that is a lot. I am well over my composure right now. So, the opportunity is I'm acting subtly. And... I think with all those successes, I want to think he trusts me and that the other guy knows that, okay, let's not... This scorpion's on his own mission right now. Let's not ruin it too much. And he, I guess, I really don't know. That's a lot of successes.
Oh, that is very kind of you. Are you sure that you are a scorpion? You sure do, you know, generally seem like you have a lot of kindness in your spirit.
Yes. Though I'm not the honest scorpion that Bayushi Yojiro is, I do try and keep face as much as possible. Sorry, I do stutter every once in a while. And I kind of withdraw.
What? So you've left Fuma?
Oh, I have just gone to... Yeah, basically. I have not left the room, but I have left Fuma. Because that was a very stressful role. I just wanted an opportunity. And I just kept getting explosive successes. Like, I want this!
Hello, once again. Here we are at the midroom. A few reminders of community events coming up. We are still doing our charity tournament on October 26th for the Linwood, Washington Food Bank at Around the Table Pub in Linwood, Washington. Please join us if you are in the area. Also, don't forget about it, because it's happening soon, is the RokuCon Kickstarter. It will start on September 1st. thank you once again for all the reviews, listens, and the community interactions. But I believe we have an investigation to get back to, so on with the show.
Back in the interrogation room, Sen has walked in.
All right.
He's a very lanky individual, but also very, very, long and very thin. You could say they're willowy.
Okay. Bow appropriate to the station. Thank you. Please have a seat. Tell your story from the beginning. What has happened? One success, one strife, one opportunity. Again, truth burns through lies.
Well, you see, I was looking at some very fine silk and thinking how wonderful it would be for a new kimono. You know, kimonos are really the mark of fashion.
Oh, of course.
The one you're wearing could use a bit of repairs.
Yes, this is my travel gear, yes. But I do know about kimonos. My wife is very big into fashion.
Your wife is very big? Very well. Anyway.
Not exactly what I meant. But thinking about it, yeah, she is at the moment very big.
Well, Mao, he decided to distract me by talking to Katsu about Niku and... You know, I saw the person they pointed out, but the kimono did not fit right on Niku. No, not one bit. The person whose kimono did fit very well was that Yogo-san. Fits the frame very well.
Ah, Yogo Sojubo.
Yes. The scorpion. Normally, don't care much for the scorpion's colors. But something between that and the played off of his mask and the handsome goatee.
Yes, he is very well put together.
Oh?
Perhaps you should talk to him later.
Perhaps.
And yes, I am trying to set you up.
You do know that I am in a relationship that is, it is not my wife, but it is a relationship that's not with my wife. Me and her are very open for various reasons.
Yeah, I know that.
As players and GM, yes, we know this. As characters, my character just met you.
Yeah.
And conflict is fun.
It is.
Yes. Okay, so I've learned something important that Doji... One more thing. Since you are very aware of fashion, is there anyone else in Doji Yuri's group who is not dressed as proper as they could be?
Oh, Doji Yuri looks just fine. Yes, very fine. But I have not seen any of the other members of his party yet. They all seem to be off keeping busy.
Would you let me know if you find something off about the others of his party?
Oh, very well.
Much appreciated. Thank you. You have been very helpful. Okay. And now it's Doji Fuma's turn.
Reluctantly, he goes into the room with you.
Bow appropriate to station. Thank you for talking with me. Please, tell me what happened from the beginning. Tell me your story. Ooh.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. That is that is three successes, two strife, and Kintsugi method. I can keep a dice showing a add one kept dice showing an opportunity. So truth burns through lies again. I love that technique.
It's almost like it was designed for Kintsugi investigators.
Yeah.
Can't be.
Nah.
Well, I was sitting in the inn where we were staying, and then Daidoji Katsu and the other two burst through the door, and Katsu was yelling something about his brother Niku. It took a little bit to calm him down. Then found out that Niku was not Niku. Then we went to the castle, and the family sent out the servant to go get information and come back, and never came back. And now we're here. As you are about to ask another question, you hear from down the hallway, because, you know, paper screens are fairly thin and easily can be heard through.
But you're absolutely supposed to ignore what happens on the other side of them, so I guess you don't hear it. No, never mind.
Except for the fact it's a scream.
So we hear it, we do not ignore it.
And for Yogo Sojibo, after they had gotten questioned, Sen has stayed in the same room as you. Mao, he's kind of gone across, just kind of pacing. And you don't see Daidoji Katsu. When you hear the scream, everybody looks that direction. And Katsu is laying in a puddle of his own blood. A tanto shoved between the ribs.
Front or back?
From behind.
Hey, be a crane, because they're always nice to your face and they stab you in the back.
Is there anybody standing there?
You see a few bloody footprints, but nothing else.
Okay, the tanto. What's the design on the hilt and the grip?
It's just a piece of... It's two placard pieces of wood with brass pins holding it together.
Oh, if only we had somebody good at smithing here.
But they're not. They're not here. Yeah. They're busy talking to Kappa.
Just a sec. I'm going to... No, I'm not. Never mind. Like, I could save him, possibly. But then I realize, oh, I'm at 12 out of 10 strife. So I probably wouldn't be that successful. And it would only lead to suspicion and probably mess up. Because nobody here knows what invocations I know.
No.
Is Doji Yuri still here?
Doji Yuri is not still here.
Very well.
Is Doji Katsu still alive?
No.
Okay.
The knife went through the ribs.
Okay.
You know the saying, food is the quickest way to a man's heart?
No, it's between the ribs, like third and fourth rib.
Yep. Should have went for the kidney. Those go faster.
So apparently whoever did this wanted him to die quick.
Well, not quick enough for him to scream. And in my mind, what an absolute doofus. Why? This must be some Shosuro noob. This is all in my head.
All right. Time to lock down the castle, try and find this person.
Under what authority can you lock down the castle?
Emerald Magistrate.
You're still getting trumped by the champion of the Dragonfly Clan who's there. You'll have to make an appeal.
Okay. So who's the champion again?
Tanbo Hisuga.
Tanbo-san, I request we lock down the castle to find whoever did this.
I cannot do that. We need to keep the peace by showing peace. We must be tranquil, even in times of chaos like this. The peasants cannot know that there is a disturbance at all.
I understand your stance, Tanbo-san. Perhaps there is a way we can do both. Make it appear tranquil as still waters on a river, yet underneath have the currents swirling to contain this.
Very well. I will begin a search of the grounds. Hopefully the spirits will guide me towards the perpetrator, or at least some evidence of them.
So are you going to...
I'm going to make a skullduggery check to... After I am out of sight, I'm going to make a skullduggery check to basically stealth my way over to the last dead drop I went to see if there's any message for me at this point.
You don't need to roll for that. Okay. You can easily get over there without being noticed. Other attention's everywhere else. Mm-hmm. The note that's in there is a crude sketch of a face. One eye open, one eye closed, pulling the eye down and sticking the tongue out.
Well, that's just rude. And I put it back and put everything back.
So in effect, they're thumbing their nose at you.
I have no idea what I even did. Except for this guy is pretty incompetent for a ninja. And has some incompetent friends for ninja. If they really are ninja or shinobi.
Then again, they might not even be scorpion.
Yeah.
All right. What is Kitsuki Akira doing during this time?
Okay, well, there are bloody footprints. Doji Yuri is missing, so right now he's prime suspect number one.
And I haven't told him what was told to me, so.
Well, he's not missing. He just wasn't in the room anymore. He left. He got... had other things. He could have had other things to do.
True. Okay, start tracing where the bloody footprints go.
So there's a few that go, and then they taper off pretty quickly. But you do see a small smear of blood on the edge of a door frame.
Okay.
When you slide that open, you see Daidoji Mao strangled in the corner.
Quick look around the scene, see if I see any other exits.
Well, they're all paper screens, and well, no.
No other blood trails or...
Not from there.
This is getting frustrating.
I'm assuming as you're checking the body...
Oh, yeah.
He's cold.
Cold. Okay. Precise memory, is this the same person that I interviewed?
He looks the same.
So he probably was killed shortly after I interviewed him.
His body would still be warm. It hasn't been enough time. He's probably been dead for a day.
This is not good. All right. Get up. Head back to Tanbo. Tanbo-san, a word, please.
What now?
I found another body. This one, days old. And I know I just talked to him. Perhaps we should lock down the castle. Subtly, of course.
Fine. I'll lock it subtly. No one in and no one out.
Okay.
And that look on your face tells me they've already fled.
Think who's not there.
Ah.
No one in, no one out.
Yeah. So I'm you know what, I'm just gonna go and find a place to hide and just write some haikus, and I guess because I really I'm not built for this investigation really. And built to fight Maho and apprehend people and stop them from running, but I haven't found anybody running yet or anybody to stop yet.
Yeah, that's why you got the Katsuki with here to do the investigation.
Absolutely.
And I got you two to do the heavy lifting against the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Kuniguru.
Yep.
All right. Start rounding up everyone in the castle. And
that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
What do you think? This is some Perot crap right here? See, I'm just joking.
You're not Hercule Perot. You don't get eight people.
Right.
Yet.
Yet.
There are probably a good 100 people that between... people helping out servants, people who are there for meetings, retainers, Ashigaru. You're
going to start systematically going through who's here, who had opportunity, and systematically eliminating them.
All right. We're going to cut over to the outside of the castle where our good friend, Mr. Not appearing in this episode.
Damn, I got a new name. So I'm coming up into the village outside the castle and there's a commotion going on.
Yeah.
I start looking around, see if I can see what the commotion is, where it is. Try to get an idea.
The closer you get to the castle, the more chaotic things seem to be. Something is going on. As you get to the castle, the Ashigaru who are hanging out at the gate say, sorry, Samurai, the castle is closed today.
By whose order?
By Lord Tonbo.
How many Ashigar are standing there in the front?
There are two guards at the door.
And the doors are closed, so I can't see if there's anyone behind. Maybe. Fine. Then I need you, looking right at one of them, to go tell me, or go get Yogo Sojubo. That way we can talk through the door.
No one is allowed in. That includes us.
Okay, then I need you to tell someone inside to go get Yogo Sojubo so we can talk through the door. I'm not asking you to break your lord's rules.
He opens a small peephole through. Hey, there's an Elmo magistrate out here. He wants to talk to Yogo Sojubo. Can you get him for us? That'd be great. Slides it back.
And then I will just stand there, looking menacingly. Which is semi-easy for me to do, the fact that I'm this huge crab with kabuki makeup that says vengeance. Yeah. And a hair band shaped in an Oni skull.
And they find me. Hopefully the peasants can't read, because I'm looking around at, you know, possible scenes of where the doji was staying. I'm actually not taking any notes. I'm just writing nasty haikus about him.
Are you leaving them there for him? Or?
No.
Okay.
No. This is for when I meet him again.
Yeah, I'm going to... Yeah, they don't read. They find you. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Yogo-sama?
Yes.
There's Emerald Magistrate at the front gate asking for you.
Which Emerald Magistrate?
I don't know.
Very well.
I was wondering if they were told.
All right, at the gate.
All right, I'm here. What do you want?
What's going on?
Assassinations, you know, the usual stuff.
Usual. We're not in the court. We're in a backwater castle. Okay, it's the Dragonfly home castle, but still. Oh, wait, that's right. Craner here.
Exactly.
Who's died? What's,
One of the died... Okay, so long story short. Some crane samurai came and said that there was an imposter of their brother around. Now, a few of them are dead. And then I just reiterate in this very sarcastic, minimalistic version of what just went down. Except for the parts where, oh yeah, that this is a scorpion plot, or at least somebody who knows scorpion codes.
Yeah, yeah. Of course you leave all that out.
I leave that all out. So. But if you would like to make a check to see how disinterested in this whole thing I am, which is kind of... Yeah, actually, that's usually part of the course.
Yeah, it's a Craner dying. Who cares?
Exactly. I thoroughly believe that this is well in the hands of Kitsuki and Kitsuki-kun or San, whatever. No, we're kind of close, so it's Kitsuki-kun. It's Han. So I'll be in here. How about you go around and look at stuff in the village? Maybe some interesting tidbits for Kitsuki will be there.
I'll do what I can. I don't have his eye for the details.
Neither do I.
Though, have you checked to make sure they're not face changers? So there are no Shadowlands tainting them?
Of course you'd be suspicious of that. Yes, I will definitely. And oh, by the way, do you have the package? Very well. Good. Excellent. I will investigate the spiritual nature of this.
I will look out here. I turn back to the Ashigaru. Thank you. And then walk back in. And I'm going to look around. I will probably see nothing because, well, I do not have the eye of the Kitsuki. But I will attempt to.
Yeah, I'm going to have you do a culture water to kind of see what it's like in that village. To kind of figure out what is it you're surveying to see if anything seems just generally amiss.
I'm also looking for any crane in the village. Any obvious crane. I have an opportunity.
Yeah, you don't really see much. So you'll mostly be walking around the village.
I think with an opportunity, a base opportunity, I will recover 2 strife.
Right. Kitsuki Akira is walking through the halls, just kind of gathering everybody up. Mm-hmm. But he comes across a wall that has been broken in. Inside is part of Doji-sen.
Wait, which doji?
Daidoji-sen.
Oh.
Part of Daidoji-sen.
I thought you said Doji-san.
Which part?
You can see from where you're at, one hand in each corner of the far corners of the room. As you walk in, you see the legs, the opposite corners, and the torso on the ground in the middle. A indent on the chest, the footprint of which the imprint of which looks like a gigantic foot.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games or Esmond International. The music is used with permission from Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or his website, DarrenCurtisMusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nyx and Amelia. More of her art can be found on Etsy. Recording, editing, and sound design is by Brent Thorson. Story is conceived by Chris Garvey. You can follow us on Twitter at SojPodRPG. That's at SojPodRPG. On Facebook at facebook.com/SojPodRPG and SojPodRPG.podbean.com. You can message us at SojPods@gmail.com and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/SojPodRPG to get exclusive episodes and extras. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, and your podcast player of choice. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you can't jade strike it, grasp it with earth.